a small boy with the large ears. He saw me working with Grin and asked for help. Thorn had never even shown him the proper way to grip a sword. He turned to look north. I have a mile of wall to guard. Will you walk with me? If you walk slowly, Tyrion said. The watch commander tells me I must walk to keep my blood from freezing, but he never said how fast. They walked, with Ghost pacing along beside John like a white shadow. I leave on the morrow, Tyrion said. I know, John sounded strangely sad. I plan to stop at Winterfell on my way south if there's any message that you would like me to deliver. Tell Rob that I am going to command the night's watch and keep him safe, so he might as well take up needlework with the girls and have Mickon melt down his sword for horseshoes. Your brother is bigger than me, Tyrion said with a laugh. I decline to deliver any message that might get me killed. Rickon will ask when I'm coming home. Try to explain where I've gone if he can. Tell him he can have all my things while I'm away. He'll like that. People seem to be asking a great deal of him today, Tyrion Lannister thought. You could put all this in a letter, you know. Rickon can't read yet. Bran... He stopped suddenly. I don't know what message to send Bran. Help him, Tyrion. What help could I give him? I'm no maester to ease his pain. I have no spells to give him back his legs.